for shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Hello, this is Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
And we have a special guest in the Foul Monkeys studios.
It's Whoreface.
It's Whoreface from the blog.
You gotta love my blog. Come on.
Yeah.
You love my postings. Mm-mm.
No.
Why not?
I can't say I do. Oh, this is episode 134.
Wow. Already?
It's Sunday, December 30th.
30th. Very good.
Scary.
Yeah.
So you want to say your real name, or do you want to go by? Well, they already know your name because we talked about you previously.
Yeah, well, it's Christian. That's right. That's what's better. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus sucks. All right.
So I was totally going to hold up. If I would have gotten up earlier, I was going to make a sign that said horror face.
Yeah,
but I was going to do like that. I was going to do H-O-A-R and then like F-A-Y-C-E, nice. So people would think it was actually your last name.
My actual last name. That'd be awesome. But you didn't do that.
I know, I got
you
up
had
too
like
late.
A freaking coffee, and you're like, I have to be here at freaking 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know, and now Herb just called me, and he missed his plane, so now he's flying to Las Vegas, and then he's flying to Orlando, and I have to pick him up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's.
Are you going with me?
Huh?
Are you going to go with me, or are you sleeping?
I'll go with you. I'll probably be sleeping on your lap, but I'll go with you. No,
wow.
I'll go with you. I'm not going to.
Thanks.
What? You're driving. I'm not going to be freaking driving that. Can
I? I'm full.
You're full? Did you get full? Really?
Yeah.
I filled you
Abuelos.
Up. Grandpa!
Grandpa! Okay, so yeah, we're going to try not to make this.
Oh, it's going to be. So don't even try to make it seem like it's not going to be.
All right, keep talking?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to try not to make this into a PNS explosion, like, montage. Because no one I know listens to the PNS Explosion except for Christian.
And
so all day today, we've been going, too soon.
Oh, my God.
My boobs. My boobs. They're just so jiggly. Oh, my God. I'm so bruised.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Barb. Whoa.
I know. That went up higher.
Look. Oh, it went past the screen. Damn.
I'm not good.
Your mom's good.
Yeah, her lips are good.
Upstairs or downstairs lips?
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they kiss each other?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's pretty,
flexible.
She's talented. Yeah, I know. I'm proud of her. Taught her everything I know.
Oh, ew. You wish. You wish.
I'm almost there.
So, yeah, Christian and I have been hanging out. He actually got in at 6 this morning.
Yeah, it was late. Fucking planes.
And then we drove home, and then we had breakfast at IHOP. And then we sat and watched some TV. We watched some Yo Mama rap or
that was
something.
Terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. I keep telling you that show, it's terrible.
And they kept saying, you're representing South Central. And I was like, New York City, okay.
Atlanta.
And then they're like, Atlanta, what? And I'm like,
and you're like,
okay.
I thought that was a guy. I was like, no, that's just a really ugly bitch.
A really ugly bitch.
It was.
She was ugly.
She was
no for
she was
show.
Fucking tore up.
And she had that band uniform.
Oh.
And he said, I'm trying to decide if you're an Eminem with nuts or not.
Without nuts. Oh, my
that
God.
That was great. She was a big old lesbian.
He used a hat for a penis warmer for her. That's what's disgusting.
Gross. At least they didn't cut on her grandma.
Her grandma.
Because she was
just
nice.
Getting fresh.
She was like, ooh, I took me a shower today.
That's why y'all touching me, aren't you? That was awesome.
And you hear that?
Yeah, you're getting old. What
That's
happens?
My cussy.
Oh, you're cussing. Oh, did you orgasm?
And when I say orgasm, I mean just...
you can't even finish it. It's so stupid.
Whatever. We're not as good as the PNS explosion.
Well, I wouldn't say they're good, but...
Oh. Ow.
Oh.
Okay, I want people to still like me, so you can't talk about other people.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying, like, well, I'm going to be talking about other people.
Regardless. Oh, you are?
I'm not going to name names. No, PNS, I love them, though. Regardless, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome.
We miss Scott.
Yeah, that too. This is Scott.
This is Scott. Do you listen to... Have you ever listened to the Little Fatty Cast?
No, I fucking hate them. See your face. Awesome. No, actually, I listen to them, but the humor just doesn't work. Like, I can't get into it.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm just... it's too soon. Like, I don't know. It's like... I think I got in literally too late into listening to them.
Oh, okay. Because it's like...
It's like...
They're already future things.
Yeah, and they're already, like, kind of produced things. Already. They're already kind of in their own... Mm-hmm. sync, so I'm like, I'm out of the loop already, so
I guess you've been listening to this show since episode one or something.
Almost since the beginning. Yeah
Wow,
I know,
that's crazy.
That's creepy, because the first time I remember, you were like, you contacted me somehow, IM or whatever, and you're like, hey, how's it going? I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? He's like, nothing. You're like, say a couple things here and there, like, I have a show, you should listen to it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wait, but we knew each other way before that, right?
No. We knew each other when you had the show already.
No, I thought we talked like a while before that.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I remember when you were talking to me, like, in the beginning, you're like, oh, I have a show, you should listen to it. I'm like, okay, I'll get on that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm
a podcast whore.
You were so promoting the show, like, right away. I'm like, well, is that why you want to talk to me or something? So I specifically did not, like, listen just to make you get to know me, so that way I can, you know, make sure it's worth it, you know?
Let me turn your mic down.
Am I that loud or what?
No, I don't want you talking at all.
Whatever, bitch.
So Christian is here for a week, so this is basically going to be the PNS explosion week. Seriously. I hope they come out with a new show while we're here.
That'd be interesting.
You haven't even listened to their last show yet.
I'll listen to it tonight.
It's their Christmas one.
Yeah, the gifting.
Mm-hmm. I'll gift you.
Full blown.
Mm-hmm. Full bucket.
Nice. Full of positive
mm-hmm.
or negative?
Of course. Mixed.
Mixed.
So you don't know what you're getting. Maybe it'll neutralize it out. Stop talking about HIV. Oh, it's not funny.
Actually, it is kind of funny. You know? It's good stuff. Have you seen the people? Because they look pretty
funny. Stop it. I get mixed up between meth face and, you know.
And everything else.
Death.
Well, that too. Yeah. They just look the same.
Oh, God. We're going to get complaints.
Why?
Meth? Racist and talking about meth and whatever. HIV people.
Well, that's how black people look. Big deal. Actually, it's more like...
The views of Christian on Foul Monkeys. Yes. It's not necessarily a Foul Monkeys view.
At all whatsoever. So I can say what I want. So, yeah.
Oh, we had somebody new add to the proper map.
Are they Cuban? Because they shouldn't be listening.
No, he's cute. Okay. His name is Christopher. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Another one for Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Does Herb know him?
That's the first one.
The first one?
I don't think Herb knows him. Yeah.
That's the first.
First. Stop it!
Too soon!
Too soon! We might get a cease and desist order from Phoenix.
I know, seriously. Like, you can't be doing that.
You should be flattered. So we got another greeting card from someone.
Oh, did you?
In Japan.
Oh, that's right, Japan.
Yeah, Nancy, you're awesome. I want to email you.
Japan, it's like Nancy. So fucking white. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, she's an American living there.
Yeah, like, you think? A lot of those. There's a lot of those.
She has neat handwriting. Look,
very Japanese.
It's whatever. Japanese. What, Japanese? You're so retarded. I swear.
You can't even say, you're like, wait, how do you say that? Wow, they totally crossed it out. Like, yeah. Happy holidays. I'm like,
she said Merry Christmas on there, I think, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. Well, let me read it.
Well, go ahead. Damn. Just whip it. Don't give me that look. Like, you fucking read it.
Ricky and Herb. Sadly. Tokyo, December 13th, 2007.
Tokyo.
So she sent this on the 13th. And we got it yesterday.
Wow.
That's like 2.5 weeks, right?
But did she really mail it that time, though? I mean, really? You don't know that for sure. She's probably like, oh, I forgot.
No, it's, oh, I can't tell because it's in Japanese numbers. but it says, Ricky and Herb, Merry Christmas. Your podcast have a happy listener in Tokyo. Nice style and good banter. Nancy.
It's not like, oh, me Reiki. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep it forever and hold it in my heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, I have all the cards together.
Where?
In that trash can right there. Next
nice. Like, oh, is that what that trash is? Okay.
Actually, I was thinking about taking them out and then holding them because, like, what if I'm doing the show, like, 30 years? I need to stop saying like.
Who cares?
What if I'm doing the show for 30 years and I want to go back and remember when I can't?
We're going to keep
like, Nancy.
Nancy.
I don't remember you. She's I don't remember dead. This show.
Aww.
She's dead. Too soon. In the future.
In the future. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, crickets.
So, but what are you going to do with the rest? How many cards did you get?
We Two. Got like, no. We got like seven or eight from listeners.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you've listened to the last two shows, you would have heard them.
Snap.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should be a little more appreciative that I'm actually here instead. Instead of giving you a fucking little bullshit card.
You should be honored to be even breathing the same oxygen I am right now.
You should be thankful I'm here dealing with this.
Cleaning my house.
Yeah, because it's so
for 2 cents an hour.
It's so neat. Whatever, just because I'm Mexican.
It's dirty.
It is a little dirty, actually.
Yeah. It's bachelor. You know, whatever.
You're not, well, I'm not a bachelor. What the hell are you talking about?
Well kind of. We are.
Well, for right now.
For another 12 hours.
Well, last night you were.
Oh.
Actually, this morning. But whatever, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Well, whatever.
Don't give people something to talk about.
Why not?
Let's give them something to talk about.
Wow, that's terrible.
I thought it was pretty good. Weren't we going to have a sing-off?
Well, we will once we figure something out. We'll do it next time.
Maybe
the next one.
Because we're going to try to do a show every day this week.
Yeah.
And then we should definitely do one tomorrow for New Year's. But Happy New Year!
Yeah. Once we're drunk or probably before.
Oh, we can definitely call it in with a call.
Well, there you go. That'd be good.
Yeah. Then
what
have
are
everybody.
We doing?
We're going to this huge party in a 44-acre field.
It's like five people and like a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
And someone burning some bushes and stuff and causes a fire.
Yep. And then we all go to jail.
Awesome. I want to get raped.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Just like the fires in Malibu.
Too soon. Malibu. That was awesome, though. I love that. It was awesome. Because I had to work. Because I had to drive from LA to Orange County for work. So there's like beautiful skies where I live because I'm by the beach. By like Venice Beach and all that.
I went to Venice Beach.
When?
When I was in Los Angeles.
Did you like it or not? You're like,
It was okay.
It's too ethnic for you. You're like, there's too many black people here.
No. Actually, because the major thing is I lived in a constant state of fear because of earthquakes. I really didn't pay attention to anything else. So, but we were almost like held hostage at the pier, at the Santa Monica Pier, too.
What?
It was crazy.
For what? What?
I don't know. Some guy was... We walked off the pier, and then all of a sudden, all these police officers and helicopters were showing up. And
nice.
This guy, like, shot a police officer and was holding people hostage.
I was, like, shooting at the mall again?
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, anyways. So, the fires are... I love the fires because, like, when I was driving to work, all you see is, like, you go down the freeway for a while, and then there's, like, a huge cloud of orange cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Orange... fucking clap in the sunlight and everything. I was like, oh shit, my car is just filled with ash every day.
We had fires here too for like 3 or 4 weeks, and we would drive. I mean, it's
really I wouldn't think with the humidity you would get that many fires here, though.
Well, we had the fire that we were having wasn't brush fires, it was called muck fire. It's like muck the stuff fire. That's breaking down. It's kind of like tar.
Oh, black people starting that. That the code
muck yeah fire. No. But it was smoldering. It wasn't actually a fire, but it was smoldering. Yeah. That sounds kind of sexy.
That's, I know.
You're so smoldering. And when I say smoldering, I mean orgasm.
Between the legs.
Okay, let's just say that everything we're saying is from the PNS Explosion, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear any people, you stole my shit, or you stole PNS Explosion stuff.
Whatever. Who cares?
I do, because they're the bomb. I don't want them denouncing my podcast on theirs.
Well, we already
won. Of course, that would make people come to my show and listen to it.
Which is why I'm here. I'm here to cause problems.
Okay.
I'm here to cause problems and to give you more, you know, listeners.
Yeah, no problems. No more drama in my life.
Well, I'll bring you some drama in your life and in your mouth. Oh.
Millions of dramas.
Many, many millions. So, but yeah, you know, fires are funny. Sorry.
No, I don't think they're funny.
Oh, they're funny. When you hit the rich people are like bitching and stuff like, I can't believe this happened. Well, hello, you live in a fucking hill that's full of fucking bushes and you're supposed to clear it out yourself. And the fire department always tells you clear it out and you don't do it. Well, you expect the fire.
But what about all the poor people that lost their houses?
Poor people like in San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
Oh.
But obviously nobody gives a shit. So because they let them stay for a stadium for like, what, a week or two? And that's it. And they kick them out because they want to start a game. Like, who fucking cares?
Like Katrina.
Yeah, but that's
too soon.
No, that's
not whatever. Soon enough.
No, I really don't care about that. Let them all drown.
How rude! Oh, stop it. Oh my god, my show's gonna be shut down.
I know, they're like, no more. You're done.
That sounds like the Britney Spears song. She's like,
what song is that?
Pieces of Me, like with the chains.
It's like, I might have to find out.
No music. Now. We can't play music.
Whatever.
We can't play music.
I know. You and your fucking...
I get nervous.
You get nervous about a lot
I'm
going to
get fired.
You're going to get fired from this. Oh, yes. It's your own show. You're like, fired.
You're fired. No, I'm not.
But you have
yes,
to do,
you are.
But you have to do it in your accent.
What accent?
Your southern accent.
You're fired.
There you go.
That's how Britney Spears did it. Our
we match y'all.
Kelly Clarkson did it when she fucking fired everybody.
Well, she should. Go.
It's this song right here.
Oh, you're gonna do it?
Maybe.
Oh, I can't I do it, but it's okay when you do it. It's fine. I see.
Oh, it's actually not working.
Yeah, because your face isn't working.
Why isn't it working?
I'll do it. You fucking bitch.
It's not working. Oh well.
Do I have to do everything for you?
Whatever.
What's it called again?
Piece of Me.
Oh, yeah,
you want a piece of me.
Jesus Christ. I hate that fucking song.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that sounds really bad.
I know.
That just sounds so groggy. Mm.
Groggy.
Oh, is that the sound you make when you're actually, you know, doing it?
Yeah, when I'm getting fucked.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing I gagged you then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
So, every day, huh? Podcast?
We'll try it, but it depends on how much material we have.
Are you going to invite the others?
Yes, probably. Well, only three of us can be on the show at one time.
Because of your microphone?
Right, because I don't have a microphone. And
how'd you do it last time with more people, though? Did you share?
Or we didn't. It was only three people.
I thought it was always like, somehow you had like more people.
Oh, yeah, we have people share mics, but I don't like doing that anymore.
Why? Because it breaks them?
Well, not that, but the people aren't close enough to the mic when they talk, and then it makes it, you know. So if we had some awesome listeners that would just send us a couple dollars, we could buy a new one.
That'd be nice, actually.
That'd be wonderful.
You know, $1, $2, whatever.
40?
Oh, Jesus. Let's not get greedy now. You're like, can you just buy us a fucking mic and send it?
Thanks. Oh, so I'm selling my iMac computer, you guys. So if you're interested, you can let me know. Because I want to get rid of this one and buy a newer one.
You know what? I want to take a picture of it and post it on the blog. People can see how it looks like.
Good idea.
See? That's what I'm here for.
Well, you're here to make the show better.
Yes.
To take pictures.
And to cause drama.
To put it on the blog and to cause drama.
Yes. That's what I'm here for. Hey, we figured out how to do the music intro, right?
I know.
There you go. Because
it actually comes out of the mixer now and not through the speakers of the computer.
That's what he said.
Of course, we haven't. Of course, we haven't actually tested that out to see if you could hear it.
Oh, shit.
But even if not, we can just add it in.
This whole show is just like non...
Yeah, it's not recording.
It's not even recording.
No.
It's like no audio.
It's doing it's doing bars, but no audio.
Barb?
Barb!
Barb!
I can't do it as high as them.
Barb!
Oh, I know. They fucking get pretty high.
I know. Especially Patrick.
Yeah.
Well, because... He's funny.
Yes, he is. He's my favorite. I like him.
Scott was my favorite.
Oh, enough. They're like tired of it. Like, who cares?
I'm sad.
Why? All he did was...
It's been a year.
All he did was, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
That's all he did, really. I mean...
Yeah,
he was funny,
he's still
though.
Funny.
Oh, he's funny.
I liked his voice.
I bet you did.
Mm. He was cute, too.
Yeah, they're all actually kind of cute in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noah's cute, but his hair's too long.
Rob Lindley.
Oh, Rob Lindley. What is it? The,
what?
Pod, or the, Little Fatty Cast have named it the Rob Lindley Podcasting Channel or something like that. What is it called? I can't remember.
For what?
Because he's like on every show in the world.
Yeah, he is. How does he get that?
I don't know, because he's famous.
But how does he get around? Is everything local? Is that why?
Or is it just, well, too, he does like, Skype also. Yeah, Skype.
Skype both.
The Rob Lindley Network, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, see, there. Here's the Little Fatty Cast.
I'll give you a little fatty.
Here's Larry. Isn't he cute?
Let me see.
He's a cute country boy. There he is. Mm. And that's Big Fatty right there.
Yeah, that's the one that... But anyways.
What?
Nothing. I'm not going to say. Cause drama.
Oh.
What the hell? Get your vibrator off.
Hold on
Turn
for a second.
Off.
Hold on.
You fucking hold off.
I'm answering the phone, people.
Who is it?
Hello. Hello.
God damn it.
Oh, well.
I'm unsubscribing.
I'm unsubscribing. I hate you.
Your show sucks.
Oh, yeah. So we got a couple emails. Let's see here.
Oh, that's right.
A couple emails and a couple phone calls. So we got...
what'd you get emails off?
Can you just wait a minute?
Can't
so we wanted feedback, and so someone definitely gave us feedback.
Oh,
says,
shit.
Your show sucks. That's all.
Wow.
So you can email this person at penguin5985@gmail.com
penguin.
And tell them how much you love them.
Penguin.
Penguin.
What the fuck?
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's,
penguin.
What? I don't know what to say to that. That's kind of a joke in itself.
So I emailed them back and just said, well, we appreciate your... you know, your feedback, but we'd definitely love for you to call the hotline and tell us that, like, on the phone, because we want to play it. So, that's Herb. Hold on for a second. Hello? Hey, we're recording a show. You want to say hi to everybody?
Not really, but okay.
Say hey.
Hey.
I have you on speakerphone.
Yeah, I know.
So you're flying into Las Vegas and then flying into Orlando around 5 something?
Well, no. This guy says 7.
You arrive at 7?
It's 4 hours long, but it's going to be 7 your time because it's a 3-hour difference of time zone from Las Vegas.
Oh, I won't be able to pick you up.
I know.
Do you have somebody that can pick you up?
Tell Christian to borrow my car.
I don't know if he knows how to get there, but okay.
Oh, yeah, sure, never mind. I'll call up Brett or something.
Well, Brett works during the day.
I don't know.
Oh, poor guy.
Okay, so we're back.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? That was kind of a long phone call, but...
That was long? Really?
Well...
For the listeners,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. They're like, oh my god, this shit sucks.
First it was like that blank, like, pause of nothing for a minute, and now I gotta listen to a fucking phone call.
Your show sucks! So,
what's with the underwear? That bothers me.
Herb hung it up there because there's holes in it, he can't wear it anymore.
Why do you hang used, dirty,
it's not
Asian
dirty, he washed them.
Underwear? Whatever. And then why is there like a weird wet spot underneath that?
Oh, that's because we used to have a table here and a candle, and my cat knocked the candle over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, candle.
It's candle. Right. So anyway, back to listener feedback. Sure. So we had another person named Cedric left a message. Mm. Not that Cedric.
Oh, not the big one?
It's some guy.
Oh, some young guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He said, hey, guys, this is some guy. I left you 2 messages. I hope you get them.
Oh.
I hope you guys get more exposure. Just to let you know, this is the closest I've come to contact with any podcast, so thank you for popping my cherry.
Wow.
Mm.
You reiki.
When I say pop my cherry, I mean orgasm.
Nice. Seriously.
So he actually heard about us through eTalk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about that either. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, do that.
Seriously. So if we pop his cherry, is that like sweet and sour?
Rude.
What? So when we play the messages or what? You give me that look like, press it.
press it. Brayden also contacted us and said, Brayden. I'm glad you bitches are back. I want to be on the show again. Love you guys.
Brayden. Can I braid his hair?
I'm going to Brayden your hair.
Which one's Brayden?
That one. He is the guy that came to visit us with Kyle.
Okay.
From Canada. He came to visit us at the same time as Kyle from
Kentucky. Oh, okay.
We've had all kinds of people here.
Seriously, you guys are sluts. You just let anybody come in here. Damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've seen some of your neighbors, and I can see why.
Well, you know, when you live in the meth house
district. Seriously, there's like one in every freaking door. I'm like, wow, I'm short of cash right now.
That's what that means. If you have a screen door, that means you haven't used it to make meth yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, it's intact, actually. There's no rips in it or anything. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Dominic also left us some feedback.
Dominic.
Dom on the show.
Oh, Dom.
He said, yes, I've had a crazy week and
doesn't he always
quite disturbing stuff.
What?
The stuff that he was talking about.
What kind of stuff?
And Michael from QCast Connection, yes, I got your Wii number. I will add you.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You grab your Wii?
Grab my Wii.
Nice.
And junk and stuff. So, yes, phone calls. Play the first one.
I have to turn your volume
Hello, Bell Monkeys. This is some guy. Posted a comment on one of your earlier podcasts, and I just wanted to say that I am a new listener to your podcast, and I find it to be very entertaining.
Yay!
Wow.
And I also wanted to respond to your email to me, Ricky B. And thank you for contacting me. And you're welcome. I just wanted to let you guys know, just in case you did not know.
It's because he sent me
when the podcast
nasty
cut
pictures.
Out.
Just kidding.
Anyway, I will continue to listen to your podcast. And I am very grateful for your, how should I say?
I want to cry.
I don't know how to say this. Contribution. I don't know. I'm just really grateful that you guys are doing the podcast. And thank you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, poor thing.
Isn't he cute? He sounds cute.
He does sound cute. He's all like a retarded blob or something. You're like, oh, you're him? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was somebody else. I'm not Ricky. I'm sorry.
And then he called back again. I think for a different show or something. I can't remember.
A different show? It's like, oh. This is...
No, not a different. Different episode. Excuse me.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is some guy again. I have just finished listening to Hello, It's Mama Seti. Ketty. FM number 133. And you guys caught me off guard when you mentioned me and my comment. My real name is Cedric, and I will post that the next time I make a comment. And I'll just say it again. Thank you for your podcasts, and I find them very entertaining. I enjoy listening to them, and I like your style.
Oh,
thanks.
And your friends got some pretty messed up stories. I've never met people like that before.
Wow.
But whatever. So anyway,
people like
good
that
work,
before,
and I
or
will
whatever.
Be listening to you guys again.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh,
you interrupted.
Sorry.
I know, seriously.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Play it back.
Play yourself back.
Anyway, keep up the good work, and I will be listening to you guys again. Oh, and by the way, I don't know how to do that iTunes thing, so you really shouldn't count on me to give you guys reviews.
What?
Just take my word for it. I think your podcast is great. Anyway, thank you very much.
No.
This has been Cedric. Goodbye.
No.
The reason he can't figure it out is because he doesn't have iTunes.
Bullshit. Whatever. No, that's no fucking excuse. I hate computers and I'm not good at them, but I can figure out how to fucking use iTunes. Come on. Seriously.
Well, He doesn't use iTunes, so why would he leave a review?
Because he likes the show and he likes listening to it, and if he wants more free shit, then fucking comment. It's not a big deal. It takes one fucking minute to post a fucking comment.
It's not even a minute.
I know. It's not even that long.
What she said.
Well, that's because you did it with her. She kind of complained about that one.
Oh. You're the one. Why are you bringing it back on me?
Because you're the one that's done it with a girl.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we do. It's funny. So it's funny. Come on. Not. Yes.
It's not funny.
Yes.
No.
You took your clothes off and she thought, oh, you melted. Okay. Oh.
How rude.
Yeah, my story is a little different, though. It's like, Grandpa!
Did you sleep with your grandpa?
No.
Your abuelo?
No. But I was 16. The guy was 26. That was my first time.
Let's talk about your first time and that
the person. Sex or the first time the just situation. Being around the guy. Oh, the situation of that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Such great drama.
Love it.
Love it. Awesome. So LA, swear to God. Okay, yeah. So the first time having sex last year.
Last year. Yeah. Did you hear that? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm gonna be 26.
Now you know when that shot out, it like fucking like knocked the head off somebody.
Yeah, I blew my back out.
And his.
Seriously. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like fantastic. But he at least was decent and was respectful. That's the biggest deal. So whatever.
That's not what you told me earlier.
That was the other one.
But both of them were your first times then. That's what you said.
Both of them were first times? Well, I guess. Sure. At the same time. Yeah.
Hot. Was it really at the same time?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I'm going to do that soon. I have that planned out. Anyways, I'll talk about that on another show. but no, basically what happened was after that, whatever, I still talked to him. Whatever, no big deal. Then he got with some new kid. 21-year-old, of course. And, you know, I literally convinced him to come over here, visit him, see how things are going to work. He moved back. He went back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's he decided to come back and live over here in L.A. So I met him.
Over here like you're in L.A.
I know. Seriously. Like over here. Well, I'm trying to make
over
the.
Over here.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I'm trying to make the best of it. All right. Because look what I have to work with. Oh, that's okay.
Bye.
That's
the end of Foul Monkeys.
I'll cuddle you later. Anyways, cuddle the fuck out of you.
That was funny.
Yeah, I know. So he brought him over. I met him. It was like, whatever, no big deal. Skinny white boy. What am I going to do with him? Nothing. I'll break him. So I didn't think anything of him. Like, yeah, he's cool. Whatever. He's young. Not my type. Whatever. Pierced, tattooed a little bit here and there. Whatever. I'm like, eh. It wasn't until the second time actually hanging out with him and really talking to him. That's when, like, it fucking sparked. And I'm like, shit. Now I fucking want him.
So bad. So hard.
Yeah, pretty much. And so the second time hanging out with him, again, hanging out and talking and getting to know him better. And then, like, both of us were, like, tension was, like, there while we're at his man's work in front of it.
Oh.
We're outside talking because he brings him along because he has no job. Like, another young one over here. So he's just hanging out with them at work the whole time, mm-hmm. You know? So he's bored. And so they call me like, oh, why don't you hang out with them and, you know, entertain him. I'm like, okay.
So they're forcing you to hang out with the person that you
somewhat,
like.
Somewhat. Yeah. So then he's like, do you want to be here? He's like, no, I don't want to be here. I'm like, well, why don't I take you to my place and we can play Wii or whatever? Cause he hasn't played that or whatever.
And when you say Wii, you mean?
I mean my Wii.
Yeah.
So, that's not too weird. Yeah. So, but yeah, so basically I take him to my place and then the guy's like, okay, I'll pick him up afterwards. I'm like, sure, whatever. Take your time. Whatever. Fine. So we go to my place and the first time nothing happened. The second time was when like he kept like giving me like signs to do something. I'm like, fuck, this is wrong. Like, I can't do this. Of course I end up.
You did it.
Yeah, we
hard.
Almost. Because my guilt still kept in. I was like, okay, you need to take it out.
You need to take it out.
It was like there, but like it's still, I'm like, not all the way.
You need to take it out.
So, yeah, it was awesome, but I was like, oh, damn it. I should have just taken it.
All the way. Hard.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, So that's pretty much what happened. And what happened was, you know, he did things for me that were just like no one's ever done for me. Like he sang and used, he used my guitar. He sang for me and played. I'm like, fucking A. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm completely like fucking in love with him basically now at this point. And it sucks because he feels the same way.
He has a boyfriend.
Yeah, he would. I can take him at any time right now, but the problem is it just wouldn't work right now. So I'm stuck with the feelings of that always being there, and like I can't talk to him. I can't talk to the other guy at all anymore because I'm tired of hearing his bullshit. And he thinks I don't like him. Wonder why.
So this is episode 3 of the Sally Jesse Raphael Confession Stories.
Yes, thank you very much. That's pretty much it.
Tell your whole life story on the first episode.
Yeah, seriously. Anyways, but in the end, recently I talked to him again, and I told him somehow we got a conversation about secrets, and I'm like, well, if, you know, we can. He said something about secrets. I'm like, well, secrets are kind of make people interesting, you know. And he's like, yeah, I guess. I'm like, yeah, we can make our own. We can make our own secrets. He's like, okay.
Whore.
I know. I have to get something.
Whore.
Fuck. I need something from him. God. No, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Whore.
He said he'll get back to me on that.
I'm like, okay. I'm sure he will.
We'll see.
All right, so we're at like 36 minutes. I think we should end this.
Oh, cool.
One.
That's good. So, yeah.
Good 30-minute show.
Well, like half of it was like her talking on the phone or something.
Yeah, and the other half was us talking about PNS explosion. So
too soon.
Too soon. Not Jesus. Enough.
Not enough. I'll give you enough.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God. Terrible.
We're stealing all their stuff. Anyway, it's because they're great people.
What stuff? Like, they come up with a big fucking deal. Who
I know,
cares?
But I don't want to steal their stuff they make up with. Make up something.
Whatever.
Anyway.
It's a fucking...
So do you know how to end the show? Every listener that I've ever had can never end the show. I've been listening for 133 episodes, but I don't know how to do the end.
Well, we never even, like, went over what we're going to do, so I have no idea.
Well, we don't do that here at Foul Monkeys.
You wonder why with the comments on?
All right, so check us out, foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Add us to your, or add yourself to our Frapper map. Leave us iTunes reviews. Yeah, Pod is my co-pilot. 62 fucking reviews. I have 42. What the fuck is up with that, people? Nancy, I know you're really far away, but can you leave me an iTunes review, please?
Maybe
thank
she
you.
Has. We don't know.
Maybe. If you have, Nancy, email us and let us know.
You never know.
Everybody that sent us a card should leave us an iTunes review. Because it takes more time to do a card than an iTunes review.
And less money. It costs less.
It's free.
Hello. So it's a show, so help out.
Check out our MySpace page, which I really need to redo. I just don't have
time. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Awesome. Why not?
Aren't you on something else? Twitter?
Yeah, I do Twitter, but I don't need any more of that. I get enough on my phone already.
Oh, well, maybe you should take it off your phone.
All right, no. And then, well, we have Facebook. I have my own personal Facebook, and I think there's a Foul Monkeys group. I don't know. You have to check it out.
You don't even know.
Yeah, people are inviting me to all these social networks. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not fucking doing it anymore. I'm tired of doing all the work all the time.
Well,
no, I'm not fucking doing it.
You need to make other people do work too.
So,
not that.
This is the bitch episode where nobody else has ever been on Foul Monkeys and I get to bitch about it. Because no one else that does the show listens to the show. So.
Exactly, so they won't know. Whatever. Ew, don't be.
That was gross, wasn't it?
You gotta swallow. You can't let it seep out.
No.
No, you gotta let it seep. No, you can't do it.
No.
I'll force that shit back in there.
Gross. All right.
Check out the Four Girls. And,
oh, yeah. Check out our check out our blog. We have a new video, Four Girls Finger Painting. .com. Go to our blog and check it out. And as always, you can get me on AIM. Just go to the website, click on my name. You can talk with me.
I'll get you in your bed.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say bed, I mean your orgasm.
In your ass. Open.
Ew. All right, people. I guess we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Horrorface.
This is episode 134. And we're out.
Bye.
Peace.